I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 89, debt advice. Jim asked today's question. It's quite a long one, so strap yourselves in. I'm looking for advice on the best method of handling the debt I've accumulated. I'm normally quite good with money, I live quite a frugal lifestyle, but in the past year or so I've hit an early midlife crisis and I've bought a car and splurged out on other things without really paying attention to my spending, and I've got into the habit of paying for things with my credit card. These are my current debts. Jim then lists the following. A loan with the Bank of Scotland, £4,200, Sainsbury's, £4,700. Three credit cards with Asda, Barclaycard and Capital One, ranging between £1,000 and £2,000 each, and a plan overdraft of £1,700. I'm thinking about taking out a loan or a credit card to consolidate all my debts that are outstanding. Is this a silly thing to do? My monthly income is £1,320, my monthly expenditure £1,000, including my minimum payments that I pay already. Any help would be appreciated. If you want the exact figures for all of those debts, go to moneystepper.com/question89, the show notes of this episode. In there you'll find all the figures, and also you'll find a spreadsheet which shows all of my workings to get the answers that we reach in the rest of this episode. So, Jim, thanks for your question, and congratulations for waking up and smelling the coffee. You've got quite a lot of debt scattered around there, which you're right to tackle as soon as you can. Now, the first thing you'll need to do, and I'm very, very strong on this in my opinion, is that you need to organise your debt in descending order of their interest rates. Now, this is known as the avalanche method of debt repayment. So that's the order that you'll be paying the debts down. If you want an analysis of why avalanche beats snowball hands down, then again, head to the show notes and you'll find the link in there. Now, that's easy to do, Jim, for all of those where you've got your interest rates and you've listed them in your question. But it's a little bit trickier with your overdraft, because you said in your overdraft you get charged a £5 monthly charge and then £15 a month in interest. So I've quickly estimated by looking at your annual charges that on your overdraft, on the £1,700 balance, is roughly the same as an interest rate of 14.1%. Your next step is to work out how much extra you can pay each month on all of your debts. Now, your minimum payments, as you've listed them, come to £403 a month. And in your question, you've said beyond that £403 in minimum payments, that you've got about a £325 surplus each month to place against your debts. Now, given those debts you've listed, I'm going to assume you haven't got a great amount of savings. So, to allow for slippage, I've said that rather than putting £325 a month towards your overpayments, that you'll only put £247.35. So that'll give you a bit of a buffer every month, and that's a bit of a random number, but it gives us a nice round sum total repayment, so your minimum payments plus that, of £650 a month. Next, do we need to work on a payment plan? This will consist of applying the amount of money you've got, the £650 each month, to each debt in that descending order of interest rates. So, you can see this in the Excel file that I've added in the show notes, but for the first 4 months, that additional amount goes onto the Capital One credit card. Once that's paid off, that £247.35 surplus, plus the £34 minimum payment that you were paying on that, all moves onto the Barclay card. So on the Barclay card, you've now got that £54 minimum payment plus a new overpayment of £281. And you can see how this builds up over time, causing that avalanche effect, which pays down all of the amounts more and more quickly over time. So based on the values you provided, doing the avalanche effect in the most efficient way would repay all of your loans in 28 months without ever paying more than that £650 per month in total. Given that you currently have an outstanding debt of £15,200, I would say that's not bad at all. However, it's not necessarily optimal. because over those 28 months, you're still paying £2,691 in interest. Not cool. But what are your alternatives? Well, as you mentioned in your question, one would be what a lot of people call debt consolidation. Now, that involves taking out a new debt at a cheaper rate in order to pay off all your existing debts, and then just paying down that one debt. Now, I'm going to run through an example that's easy to explain, but maybe not the optimal. The optimal usually comes at the minute with 0% money transfer credit cards, but as I say, it'll be the simplest. Quick search on Money Supermarket for a £15,000 loan with income matching yours to show that you could possibly borrow with an APR at 3.3%. Now, if you take out that loan and you use it to pay all your outstanding debt, you've now got one debt of £15,000 and £650 a month to pay against that loan. Now, that will take 24 months to repay, and repaying it in this way, you'll come debt-free 4 months sooner. More importantly, rather than paying £2,691 in interest in the original scenario, in the debt consolidation scenario, you're only paying down £511. Now, again, all those figures can be found moneystepper.com/question89. Now, I hope that helps you, Jim, and it encourages you and any other listeners who are currently in debt to become debt-free as quickly as you can. If that isn't incentive enough, think about this. With the smart debt consolidation and making those overpayments, remember your interest that you paid was £511 in the time that it took you to come debt-free. If you didn't do the debt consolidation, you just went with the overpayments on your existing debt, the interest paid £2,691. Now, before we go, can you guess how much interest you'd pay if you only ever made minimum payments against those debts? Ready? Brace yourself. £12,690 in interest. Do you know how long you'd be in debt for? 139 months. That's right, you'd be in debt for over 11 years of your life. No one wants that. So, Jim, and anyone else in Jim's situation, look to that goal, make that plan, and get repaying your debt today.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.